This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, Tass and Ben Ryland. And we've now got,
We've got so many voices to get through today, Macca. It's a little bit overwhelming. It's a strange sort of show, isn't it, doing a Saturday Magazine on a Wednesday? But
it is.
I couldn't think of a better reason to do it. I have to admit I was fairly nervous before the show. I've been on the radio for a few years now, but I think today was a little bit different. I felt a little bit nervous before today. Somehow that's all gone away now.
And there's more chairs in here.
We're having wheels and more chairs than
at the tennis centre. So we've got
A live cross, actually.
We've got
Tim Pepin, who's actually at the State Library. Tim Pepin.
Good morning, Tess and Macca.
Good morning.
And Ben Ryland's here.
Hello, Tim.
Oh, hi, Ben.
And we've also been joined by the director of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission as well, Catherine Dixon. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, everyone. Great to be here.
Good.
It must be an absolute... it must be a completely different atmosphere down where you are, Tim. Can you describe how are people feeling down there?
Oh, it's ecstatic. And the mood was of nervousness and trepidation before the result was announced. And people had said, you know, that there's probably the whole forecourt of the State Library is completely packed. And we asked how many people took the day off today or scheduled an RDO, and they all put up their hands. It's been a major issue for our community, and the numbers here show that. But then when the result was announced, especially the 61%, the crowd erupted. And Bill Shorten's here speaking, and all the people here, the crowd just went into, it's like New Year's Eve. It was just fantastic. Better than New Year's Eve.
Tim, how large is the crowd?
Oh, I would suggest 3,000 plus.
Lovely.
And, it covers the whole of the forecourt of the State Library.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for that, Tim. We're going to continue with our studio and other guests. We just wanted to get a feeling what it's like at the State Library. I want to congratulate yourself and Australians for Equality for a dignified, civilised campaign. We didn't take the bait. The Australian people didn't take the bait. So well done.
No, indeed.
Well
Thank
done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim. We'll speak to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Macca. Cheers.
See ya.
Cheers. Macca, Tass and Ben Ryland, and we're joined by Catherine Dixon, the director of the Victorian Equal Opportunity...
It's a mouthful, Macca.
I'm gaga, Catherine, sorry.
I don't blame you, I feel the same way.
Yes, I did notice that your eyes were a bit bloodshot.
They were a bit. I had a little tear. I was down at the State Library when the announcement was made, and I'm with Tim. It was a really electrifying atmosphere there.
Wow. Yeah, wow. So. And just people were very emotional.
Very emotional, hugging each other, balloons going off, cheers, and just relief, I think.
Interesting, you know, we've been getting all these different messages on our SMSs. I won't say who it's from. But let's just say a very, very high-ranking police officer. Great day today, buddy. You fought the good fight. Well done.
That's a great message, isn't it?
That's indicative of all the messages we're getting. As a Victorian, we had the highest participation rate of any state, 81.7%. And of any state, we had a couple of the territories had a different result, but we had the highest yes vote of 64.9%. That says a lot about Victoria. The result says a lot about Australia.
We've just had a report that the Prime Minister has just spoken at Parliament House in Canberra about his reaction to the marriage equality survey, but I'm not really quite sure what he's saying.
We'll have to follow up on that as soon as we possibly can. Macca, to follow up on what you were saying, I'm getting some messages in myself from various parts of the world, and I know you were asking a little bit earlier about
the UK.
About how internationally it's been covered. Well, so far this morning I've had messages flow in from New York, Italy and Portugal, and that's just so far. So, safe to say that the world has been taking note, and there's a few rainbow flag emojis flowing through as well, so safe to say people are quite happy about today's result. But I wonder from you, Catherine, what do you feel the long-term effect of the vote will be? Because there were a lot of fears about how it would affect people. Ultimately, this is a great result. It was a bad idea from the start. I think we're all unanimous on that. But how do you feel about how the whole campaign has shaped up now that we can finally put a bookend on it?
Ben, it's a really important vote, as it's turned out, because marriage is an institution that is really valued legally and culturally in our community. There ought not be any barriers for LGBTI people to be able to marry those that they love. Those barriers now, there's a clear mandate to remove them, and it's a sign from the community that our relationships are valued, and that's a really positive thing. And look, at the Commission, the Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission, we didn't think that a rights issue like this should be put to a public vote. And we know the community has gone through a lot in having to have this vote. It really has challenged, I think, people to the core. But I think we've now got to celebrate the result. And, you know, it just puts more pressure now on our leaders to make this happen.
Catherine, what's your message to those people who voted no? Because obviously we're going to have to do some healing and some work to actually, you know, rebuild our relationship with many people, and there are people in my personal life who I know voted no. How do we deal with that? What are your messages going forward?
That's a really good question, Tass, and I think it is understanding why people have voted no, what the fears and concerns are, and I know that a lot of those are around protecting religious freedoms, and that there needs to be an ability for communities that want to protect religious marriage for that to be able to be also given effect to. So I think it's about understanding what the issues are and making sure that whatever legislation ends up passing through Parliament, it's a common sense, fair balance between equality rights and religious freedoms.
It's a love slide.
A love slide.
Love slide.
It's a love slide.
Keep going, Macca. I like where that's going, but I need
I'm
more.
Not sure about that.
You know, we all like to think, we all talk about the Australian Fair Go. This is about the Australian Fair Go. Think about all the different communities, all the different religions, all the different races in Australia. The majority of Australians, 62% of Australians, voted yes because they believe in a fair go and they believe in equality, and they didn't buy in to the arguments against those arguments for those people. I agree, we've got some work to do with those people. We need to show that we're magnanimous in defeat for them, that we don't, I mean, we won, but that we need to embrace them, and we need to show them that equal means equal and it's right. History's on our side, right is on our side. But every single community, you look at the participation rate, you look at the age participation rate, Australians wanted their say. None of us wanted this survey. But you know what? This result has shown politicians across Australia that Australians want a fair go and they want equality. And they don't want, they voted on marriage equality. They weren't persuaded by nonsense arguments put by the no case. They weren't persuaded, simply, were they?
No, I think that's right. And it was a simple yes or no.
Yeah.
You know, same-sex marriage, yes or no, and people have voted yes. And you're right, Macca, they haven't been distracted by all of the other arguments about, oh, this is somehow about political correctness or freedom of expression. It wasn't about any of those things. And it was simply about valuing our same-sex relationships in the same way that heterosexual relationships are valued.
Australia said they're the same.
That's right.
They're the same.
And, you know, any change takes time for a whole community to catch up. But when there's a momentum, and I think you're right about the love slide, when there's momentum, I think there is time for people to realise the world's, you know, not going to fall apart as a result of this vote.
Now, interestingly, Tass and I, really quickly, Tass and I had a discussion before this when we were having breakfast as to what we would say if there was a no result. I'm consigning that to the dustbin of history.
I think that's the right thing, Macca.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.